She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker.
Good morning, guys. Congratulations, Roger.
Thank you, HB.
Well, I had to be the designated award picker-upper.
Yeah.
It was an amazing event last night. Over 500 people there.
You've
almost outgrown that spot. I had to park basically in Texas, Roger, last night to get to a parking place.
Yeah, I talked to Heather yesterday myself coming back from Houston, and to hear the crowd that she was that she could have had, and then to have to add another couple hundred people.
Yeah, how many categories, like best of, do you do, Heather? It's a large number, I know.
Yeah, there's around 600. There's about 1,800 people that placed.
Yeah, that could
so
come.
I think we were closer to about 600 people last night. So we ended up, after RSVPs were over, we ended up turning away over 100 people, David. So next year, people are going to have to RSVP on time.
We saw, Dwayne Duncan was doing all the photographs. Of course, our buddy Jeff Allen down the hall was there getting his award. I picked up the Scoops Best Ice Cream in Arkansas award for the Hatchers. Mark Carter, we did the Man Cave deal at his house a few days ago. Met this young man, Jacob Flores, who was the musician of the year. And he's over in Hot Springs.
He's a live artist. He did live artist. He's so talented.
Yeah, great guy. And just saw a lot of people we know, Roger. Of course, we saw the Oakland crew, Chris O, Vanessa Jones, and others. I think they won 5 awards, including the Mainline Sports Bar for best place for trivia.
Oh, fantastic.
So I have an idea. Next year, Roger, because we'll have it on a Thursday, you can have your own trivia segment at the party since Oakland's already there representing. You could just perform trivia at the party.
I can do it.
I think you've got to. Heather, I was going to say, Heather, I think Heather may have to find a different venue. There's not many. As a guy who does events, too, I've seen there are not a lot of places.
Right.
To do that kind of event, sometimes you don't want to go in a ballroom. It's just boring. It's
tough. Well, you got to be centrally located.
So yeah, that's right. And then that place last night, the Rusty Tractor. Is it Rusty Tractor? Is that the name of it, Heather?
Yes, Rusty Tractor. Uh-huh.
It's a cool place, but it just, they've maxed it out. And you get fire play last night, fire play going on.
What's going on there? Fire eaters?
No, not eaters, but she was swinging them around. Dwayne Habdus
Arcus Circus. Yeah, the Arcus Circus. They were there. We had stilt walkers. We had circus performers, and then the fire play, and then Bad Habit Band was set up outside full setup performance going on. Pasta Grill catered the whole thing from a full blown meal, and then we had the incredible staff. Thank you so much to the bartenders and staff, because that's a lot of people to deal with at Rusty Tractor. Wow. They did an incredible job. Everybody.
I will give you credit, and smart business. If you you don't have to take, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see, people love winning and they love being able to. And one of the things you said last night, your magazines are not gotcha magazines. You're never going to be a gotcha magazine. And you could if you wanted to. You could write a hit piece and be negative. That's just not your vibe. That's not what you do. You want to promote the state. And seeing that last night, people are excited. They come in and they hang those on their walls.
Everybody likes a pat on the back.
That's right. They like to be called the vote of the
peers
best.
As well. Yeah,
and people take advantage of it. So, you created quite the event there.
Very good. And I was honored to be to win and be among the other cats that do the trivia.
Cats. He said cats.
And that's right, because that's what we call it in the biz. Yeah. It's cats and the dudes. But to be a part of that, dude, I'm sorry I couldn't make it there. But
The show must go on. Is what we almost tried to do, Heather. We were going to do a live Facebook Live
via
Connect.
Satellite.
I will be accepting. I'm over. If you see those actors that win the Academy Awards.
I'm sorry I couldn't be here.
I'm filming.
I'm on location right now.
What do we need to know about this weekend? A lot of, we're doing a lot of World Cup watching around
soccer.
Town, Hill Station, rather, and then, of course, Dugan's as well. And besides that, what do we need to know about, Heather?
So we've obviously got the Miss Arkansas pageant going on.
Yes.
That's going to be
downtown.
Yeah, the crowning is going to be going on this weekend. So we'll have to see who the new winner is of that. So congratulations to all the contestants. That is such hard work. My dear friend Lori Scott is competing in the married competition
Mrs.
and watching
Arkansas.
The dedication. Yes. So the dedication that goes into that. So congratulations to all of those. The parents are the winners. Everybody's a winner in that. We have the 25th annual Corvette Weekend at Hot Springs. I love me some cars. This would be a crazy event that's going to be going on. All Corvettes all around the world are going to be coming in for this. So you can check that out. Times will vary Friday and Saturday at the Hot Springs Convention Center. We talked about this at Mark's. The 2026 Bradley County Pink Tomato Festival is going on. I know Craig O'Neill will be reading his own. The poetry, kind of the spinoff of the Grinch.
Very creative. Yeah, it's the 70th year for the Tomato Festival there, so pretty impressive.
Yeah, parades, contests, live music, games, so much going on. And that's Friday and Saturday. We'll have the schedule on aymag.com. We have the Amplify Festival. I love this. I've gone to this a couple times. Yeah. This is in Benton. Yeah. So this is the largest free Christian festival in the United States. It will be going on here this weekend in Benton. So if you love that, check that out. There'll be evangelists there, all kinds of incredible performers. And this is the free fishing weekend. So you can get out, whether you have your license or not, get out and fish. I was talking to Wayne, and we're going to be doing some fishing stuff partnering up with Jim Harris and some of the guys that are on the buzz, just because you'll do such a great job with outdoors in Arkansas. But we love that. But we're going to be talking about everything fishing, and this is a great weekend to get out and do this. You can do this in Lone Oak, Centerton, Corning, Hot Springs are the locations for this. Well, it's going on Friday all the way through Sunday. We also have the Arkansas Big Boy Toys Expo at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. So if you love big toys, custom vehicles, boats, outdoor gear, this is the place to go. They're going to have $2,500 in prizes. This is going on Saturday. It starts at 11 o'clock again at the fairgrounds. And then farmers markets. I love organic. I love buying Arkansas products.
Ding, ding, ding.
There are so many around the state of Arkansas, and we're going to have the entire list, but there's Little Rock. I don't care what town you're in. If you're in Fort Smith, if you're in Bentonville, if you're in El Dorado, there is a farmer's market going on, so you can check out one of those. We also have the Saline County Comic Expo in Benton Event Center. So this is a one-of-a-kind event that's going to bring the comics, the toys, and small screen together. Day tickets will be $20, and this is Saturday and Sunday. We also have the North Little Rock Trading Card Show. And we were talking about this at Mark's as well. Sidney Moncrief will be there. Arkansas legend Sidney Moncrief, Ron Brewer, Martin Delf, and also Daryl Walker will be there signing cards. Yeah. So if you want to get some vintage modern sports cars, that will be going on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll have the entire list of everything sports, everything music, and all of it. I'll actually be in Bentonville. And the reopening of Crystal Bridges is going on. We've got the new opening of the Compton Hotel up there. That's the Walton Hotel. We've got the Poultry Festival going on in Rogers, which Arkansas Money and Politics is a proud presenting sponsor for. So lots of stuff going on in Northwest Arkansas as well.
Roger, we will have a tradition. We'll continue, hopefully, our tradition of having Miss Arkansas on our show either Monday or Tuesday. Monday, we're going to be at Summerwood, right?
Summerwood Partners. That's where we're going to be.
Monday.
Referee clinic going on in
there.
That's
right. So we'll either get her there, coming by there, or get her Tuesday. Our buddy Chris Kane is the MC of that event. I've been doing that for quite a while. Well, Heather, you guys have a safe trip up to Northwest Arkansas. Congratulations on a big event again last night.
Thanks, Heather. Thank you. Thank you, AY Magazine. Thanks, Heather.
And we'll talk to you next week. Be careful.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.